I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The Trump administration has suspended leases for five large-scale offshore wind projects under construction along the East Coast. This is power companies and providers wonder how they are going to be able to produce enough energy in the future without those renewable energy sources. Let's go through it. The suspension is effective immediately and is the latest step by the administration to hobble offshore wind and other renewable energy sources. The administration has said the Interior Department needs to work with the Defense Department on ways to mitigate what it calls security risks posed by the projects. It says that they can scramble radar tracking devices that could allow enemy aircraft enter U.S. airspace, as well as questions about where the parts are coming from, and in very broad terms, the rapid evolution of the technologies. And President Trump, on numerous occasions, this one in July.
They also kill all your birds. You know, they wipe out. You know, it's interesting. If you shoot a bald eagle in the United States, they put you in jail for 5 years. And yet windmills knock out hundreds of them. They don't do anything. You explain that. So it's a very expensive energy. It's a very ugly energy. And we won't allow it in the United States.
A federal judge ruled 2 weeks ago against this moratorium. The administration has done it anyway. Trump says there is plenty of oil and coal to power America. Wind proponents say these issues have been litigated, permitted, and screened by the Pentagon already. They say this obviously is just an attempt by the president to please oil and coal industries. Senators Mark Warner, Tim Kaine, and Representative Bobby Scott immediately issued a statement saying Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committees have not received any information on the basis for this pause. It says this reckless, haphazard approach puts billions of dollars in private investment at risk, threatens thousands of good-paying American jobs, undermines energy security, and damages the credibility of the United States government. It says the projects have undergone rigorous review and are a critical step toward U.S. energy independence. It says the project has been stopped without any explanation. Some of the countries that have supplied parts to the project are not happy as well. Many of the parts come from Denmark, for example, which is already PO'd at Trump for his announcement of a new special envoy to Greenland with the expressed mission of preparing it to become part of the United States. So it's not known how long this moratorium is supposed to last. Questions. Is Trump just doing this for the benefit of big oil and coal, or does he believe there is a security risk? Does his birds argument hold any water? Have security risk concerns actually been addressed? And what do we do about a country running short on energy with rolling blackouts during high usage periods? Do we have the energy we will need from sun, wind, and hydro to prevent those? Will that progress be irreversibly reversed by this administration? Does it make sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.